at 12:46. We are talking about the big show at the Snack Institute tonight. Emily Bean, Scott, and who is on the WTSQ Hotline of Hits?
Hotline of Hits.
She's probably like, what is happening here?
This is our friend Rachel, who performs as Spo.
Hi.
Hi. How are you? Where exactly are you right now?
I am in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, in a parking lot.
We're all parking lot aficionados. We all like to park our vehicles sometimes. Right. Tell us about this parking lot.
Well, actually, there's like a cute little robin couple that's been hanging out, and I've just been watching them. Now there's a caterpillar crawling on my window. There's a lot of wildlife here.
Rachel, how has this parking lot influenced your work?
It's made me feel really positive about my day. I'm looking at a beautiful tree and some sort of warehouse. And I just, feel the intersection of humanity and nature here.
And also the intersection of whatever roads are close to.
Yeah. I think Winston-Salem is that they bottle Tabasco or something there, I think.
Do they bottle Tabasco there?
I think they do. I think they do.
And also, wasn't the town named after a cigarette?
Maybe.
I don't know.
I've only been to, where have I been in North Carolina? I've been to Asheville.
Asheville's nice.
And they're just trying to be Charleston. So it's like, you guys, sucks to be you all because you're not us.
This is not a very normal radio station.
No, it's not.
It's kind of a weird thing, but.
Rachel, we'll talk about your music and the fact that you're playing in Charleston later, but what kind of vehicle do you guys have?
I have a rental car. It's a Toyota Camry.
Does it have, what is the sound system like? And what are you listening to in this aforementioned sound system?
I was just listening to The Last Dinner Party.
Oh, they're great. English I love fan. Them. I'm a super big fan. Yeah.
The Last Dinner Party. They opened up for the Stones and they hadn't even recorded anything yet.
Yeah. I think they're great. I would really like to play that song, and I know that it's impossible to, but
Does it need a lot of editing?
It's unplayable.
Unplayable. Edit it, but put beeps in. So just to prove that band every once in a while should do a radio edit of their songs. What else have you been listening to on this trip, Rachel?
I've been listening to I listen to a lot of podcasts and stuff too, and don't want to hear music all the time when I'm hearing music every night.
Yeah.
I've been listening to my friends Cast Shadows and Sarepta, who I toured with both of them at different points in this tour that I've been on, and they both have really great albums out. So,
Emily, do we know where the band Cast Shadows were during the eclipse, or do we not?
I don't know. I don't know if it's
exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah.
they might have caused it.
Yeah. Rachel, you're on your way to the great city of Charleston, West Virginia. I hope that you're eating something on the way or you're planning to. Can we find out more about this, please?
I have a passenger seat full of random food that I've acquired along the way. I think I have a donut.
Mm.
And it's like a blueberry cake donut. I have veggie bologna sandwich.
This is what we're talking about. Yeah,
grapefruit.
Pretzels and grapefruit.
There you go.
Which is actually the name of my autobiography coming out in October of 2072. This sounds like one thing that I haven't heard Rachel's song that we're about to play.
Okay.
Called Bat Hat.
It's great.
But just hearing Rachel's food choices on her trip to West Virginia, I already love her work.
Yeah, definitely. You can tell.
Anybody that travels with that kind of selection of snack foods in the passenger seat, usually people throw it in the back and you break at a stoplight and the food goes all over the place. And then if you're traveling with your pit bull, the pit bull eats all the food. Wait, are we talking about Rachel or are we talking about me?
I think it was you.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh. That's why, Rachel, I'm not allowed to go on tour anymore.
I understand that.
Rachel, where are you from originally?
I grew up in Wisconsin.
And where in Wisconsin are you from?
It's a small town. It's called Ripon.
So if you, I'm not going to assume that you're a sports fan, but would you have been a Green Bay Packers fan?
Yeah, I'm not always into football, but when I am, it's the Packers.
Okay, I think we need to end this interview right now.
Really? I don't have strong feelings about American football at all.
Wait, hang on, Rachel, did you or anybody you knew or anybody you're related to actually have a cheesehead hat?
I mean, I've definitely seen a lot of them at friends' houses, but I don't know that anyone in my family has ever had one. Not that I know of.
Okay, I just got a message, Rachel, from Dan Davis at the Snack Institute. And he said, if anybody comes to the show tonight with a cheese head hat, they're being turned away. Are you okay with this?
Yeah, that's fine. I'm okay with that. And they can probably just like hide it somewhere and come back in. Yeah, on the back.
Where do you, when you're not on the road, where do you live now?
I live in Italy right now.
And that's in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan?
Right, yeah. Yeah, it's like I live in the very southern part of Italy. I'm in Calabria.
What brought you to Italy?
I married an Italian.
Okay,
good reason.
Having
good
said reason. That, Rachel, what would be a good time of the year for everybody listening to come visit you both?
Probably, the summer has lots of festivals and stuff, especially, like, August and September. But that's also peak tourist season.
Right.
It's also, like, beach season, though, too. So if you like beaches, that's when to come. But I think the springtime is really beautiful. So, like, I'm not there now, but you could just go crash, like, my husband, you know,
right now. Does your husband have the supplies for 20,000 of us?
Can you repeat that? I'm sorry, I didn't hear it.
Does your husband have the supplies to put up 20,000 of us? Probably we'll all start flying out today after the show.
Well, maybe soon. We're working on opening a theater space. So maybe not right this moment, but we're going to have a theater open hopefully within a year or so. We have a crowdfunding up right now for it.
See, Emily, I do my research.
Right, obviously you do. Yeah. That sounds really cool.
Sounds amazing. And when are we going to move WTSQ to Calabria?
Yeah, we could have a WTSQ EU.
That's right.
Yeah.
Or WTSQ dot, what is it? What's the Italian prefix?
I don't know.
Oh, dot.
IT.
IG, thank you.
IT.
IT.
IT. IT.
Tell us about, Rachel, and Rachel's going to hang up in a little while going, what was that? Tell us about the song Bat Hat.
That's the title track from my new album. It is about this character that I thought of called Bat Hat. She's kind of a witch. She, you know, lives alone in the forest and watches people from afar, basically, and has animal friends. And she kind of, like, is able to see the world and humanity's place in it from a point of distance rather than being, like, in it every day, like, we are.
Right.
And this, like, musically the song is based on two rhythms. There's I like to put rhythms in my songs, so they're based on, like, language. So I found out that this all started because I found out that the phrase bat hat rhymes in both Italian and English.
Right.
Oh, cool.
So in Italian it's cappello pipistrello and in English it's bat hat. So because of the rhyming, I thought that was really fun. So the two rhythms that the song is based on is cappello pipistrello and bat hat.
I love that. That's so cool.
By the way, is your husband a good cook?
Is he a good cook? Yes,
yeah.
He is.
What are some of his signature dishes?
He makes like eggplant parmesan and lots of different pastas and things. He makes tortillas now. He's great at tortillas.
I think he needs to start preparing enough for the entire city of Charleston.
Yeah. You should probably get started now because, you know, like, the flight takes a few hours.
Yes.
So. Yeah.
And we have to get through tonight's show first, and that might go on till who knows. Listen, Rachel, we are going to let you go.
I'll text him to start.
Yeah, tell him that WTSQ is coming. Rachel, have a safe trip to Charleston. Emily will play Espo right now. Emily, again, the show tonight, you're reading. Scott from Static Fur will be playing. And Espo, Rachel, we love you and thank you for being a very good sport.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Emily, are you going to say see you later, Rachel?
I'll see you very soon, Rachel.
Okay, I'll see you soon. Can't wait.
Thank you. Emily?
Yes.
12:57. Yeah. This is Espo.
My house sits alone with a lake of fog below it. The foundation rests on the brink of a pit. I count outcasts among my...